In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today, as we celebrate Palm Sunday, we recall that palm leaves have a significance in human history going back thousands of years. For both the Jews and the Romans, the palm was a symbol of joy and victory. In their triumphal processions, the Roman soldiers would carry palm branches, and palms were given as tokens of victory at the public games. Among the Jews, palm branches were carried on the Feast of Tabernacles, which commemorated the 40 years the Hebrew people spent in the wilderness. And the palms were also a part of a ceremonial wreath used for military celebrations. In early Christian times, the palm also became a symbol of martyrdom, and it was used to decorate the graves and tombs in the catacombs. And in art, Christ is often portrayed among palm trees in heaven, which symbolize the joys of paradise and of everlasting life. The saints and martyrs, too, frequently carry palm branches as a symbol of their victory over death. The blessing of the palms and the procession on Palm Sunday are ancient and venerable traditions dating back to the 4th century when Christianity was first made legal. The people of Jerusalem would commemorate the anniversary of our Lord's entrance into the city with the blessing of the palms on the Mount of Olives, and then they would process through the streets and conclude with the celebration of Vespers at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. With all its joyful symbolism, Palm Sunday is but a prelude to the passion and death of Christ, and to the even deeper joy of his resurrection. The crowds who acclaimed him and blessed him as the King of Israel would within less than a week be shouting for his death, "Crucify him, crucify him." The soldiers would mock him with a crown of thorns, and Pilate would write upon a sign hung over the cross, "Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews." Perhaps he thought he was being ironic and clever, mocking both Jesus and the Jewish leaders. But he wrote more truly than he knew. For Jesus would show himself to be King not only of the Jews, but of all peoples and lands, of all ages and worlds, past, present, and to come. And finally, there are many minor characters in the high drama of Palm Sunday. And there was one in particular who was pathetic and little noticed and yet easily taken for granted. Yet he was also celebrated by G.K. Chesterton in his poem, The Donkey. When forests walked and fishes flew and figs grew upon thorn, some moment when the moon was blood, then surely I was born. With monstrous head and sickening bray, and ears like errant wings, the devil's walking parody of all four-footed things. The battered outlaw of the earth, of ancient crooked will, scourge beat to ride me, I am dumb, I keep my secret still. Fools, for I also had my hour, one far fierce hour and sweet. There was a shout around my head and palms about my feet. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.